The horrors of Europe's deadliest conflict since World War II are revealed again. Witnesses saw bodies stretched out under picnic blankets in a park in the southern town of Vilniansk. There are deep craters in the blackened earth next to the charred, twisted remains of a building that authorities said was hit by Russian missiles. It is now a ruined place. It used to be a building that included a barbecue restaurant. They made Ukrainian fast food there, recalls Vilniansk resident Alexander. There was also a hairdresser, but that's all gone. I understand that many people died here. Local governor Ivan Vedorov said that three children were among the seven dead. Besides those killed, at least 36 people were reportedly wounded in Saturday evening's devastating attack, which prompted local authorities to declare a day of mourning on Sunday. All the people helped. The wounded were loaded into cars, recalls store owner Andriy. I also took them out with my car, and people helped each other. It's very sad. Governor Vedorov clarified that the Russian strike damaged one or more shops, residential buildings and an unspecified critical infrastructure facility in Vilniansk. The town had a population of around 14,300 before Russia's all-out invasion of Ukraine began in February 2022. In the aftermath of the Vilniansk attack, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called on Kiev's Western partners to bolster its air defenses and long-range munitions to deter Russian attacks. However, he also expressed hope. Speaking through an interpreter, he thanked the Vatican for helping with the release by Russia of 10 prisoners over the weekend, including two priests.
Today I also attended the National Prayer Breakfast and personally congratulated the priests released from captivity, Bohdan Heleta and Ivan Levitsky. I also thanked all the representatives of churches and religious communities for supporting our people, our communities, for helping our state in this extremely difficult time of war.
Yet the devastation in Vilniansk underscored that the war isn't over. The town is in the Zaporizhia region, less than 30 kilometers or 20 miles from the local capital and north of the front lines, as Russian forces continue to occupy part of the province. In Ukraine's war-torn eastern Donetsk region, authorities said 8 civilians died and 14 more suffered wounds on Saturday and overnight as near-daily shelling continues in much of that province. Shelling reportedly also killed one civilian and wounded five more over the same period in the southern Kherson region. Officials also said that four people were wounded in the Kharkiv province in the northeast. It was the site of fierce battles in recent months as Russia launched a cross-border push that threatened Ukraine's second largest city. Yet in Russia itself, the Russian Defense Ministry on Sunday claimed its forces overnight shot down 36 Ukrainian drones over six regions in Russia's southwest. Debris from one drone reportedly fell on a village in the Kursk region, blowing out windows and damaging roofs and fences. In the city of Lipetsk, further north, a drone was apparently shot down as it appeared to target the industrial zone. There were no casualties in either case, but the incidents underscored that Ukraine is increasingly hitting targets inside Russia as it desperately tries to halt a full-scale Russian invasion, now in its third year. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.